Hello, everyone. So glad that you could be here today. The coronavirus continues to change things around the world. Our God continues to be the same, but we will change the way that we celebrate Easter this way. We will be gathering together online, and I would encourage you to keep an eye on your email inboxes. We are going to send you some links and meeting numbers that will allow you to connect in with us for Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday as well. And even if you don't have a computer, you can still connect. We have it set up so that you can actually, traditional phone call in and listen and take part in the services. So, whatever you connect with, we want to encourage you to join so that we can celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection together, even in the age of COVID-19. You know, with the spread of this virus, we are all very conscious and aware of what we're spreading, right? We are washing our hands much more conscientiously than maybe before. We're wiping down surfaces that everybody uses. We're standing, on the tape lines that the grocery stores have put down so that we don't spread things. That's good. We need to do those things. We want to make sure to limit and even eliminate the spread of COVID-19. As Christians, though, there's something that we don't want to stop spreading, and that's hope. Hope that people will make selfless, sacrificial choices to help one another. Hope that we will all get through this together. And above all, hope in the never-ending, never-changing, never-failing promises of God. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we have an eternal inheritance that is set apart for us and guaranteed for us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That is a firm foundation for us. That is the anchor to which we tie our souls. And frankly, it should give us real, deep, abiding hope. Lamentations 3 puts it like this. Lamentations 3:21, 20 and before, the author is talking about all these bad things that are happening. And yet, in verse 21, he says, in the midst of these trials, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love for us, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Because of God's great love and new every morning faithfulness, we have hope. And not like, gee, I hope we get through this, but honest to goodness, confident, unshakable assurance that God is working for good, even in this, and that we are safe in his hands. Because the Lord's compassions never fail, we can have hope. And really, that hope should overflow from us and radiate out to be an encouragement to other people in the midst of this trial. Paul writes in Philippians 2, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the world of life, the word of life. That is, let your light shine to give others hope. Right? In a world where people are hoarding food so that others don't have it, in a world where people are charging exorbitant prices for toilet paper, of all things, in a world where people are desperate and panicking because of fear, you, energized by God's unfailing commitment to you, you shine like lights in the darkness. Build people up rather than weighing them down. Act with confidence and grace and peace, knowing that in Jesus' hands you are secure. And above all, point people to Jesus, because they are, so that they too can have the confidence that comes from knowing the way, the truth, and the life. So I want you to think about how you've been acting towards other people in the last few days. I want you to think about, what have you been spreading? You know, pretty soon farmers are going to be spreading some stuff on the field. Is what you're spreading similar to that? Or are you spreading hope and peace and joy and confidence in the unfailing love of God? God's compassion will never fail you. Day by day, he provides what we need. Let the hope that comes from that radiate out from you to others. Let's pray. Jesus, we are grateful that in you we have an unshakable hope, a promise of your presence with us today, a promise of bright hope for tomorrow. Indeed, great is your faithfulness, Lord. I pray that you would make that hope overflow in us, bubble up within us, that it would go out to others and give them calm and peace and joy in their hearts. Lord, I pray that in every way we would be beacons of light to give people hope and to point to you as the source of all true hope. Be with us now, Lord. We pray that you would step in and stop the spread of COVID-19 and help us to spread joy and hope into the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks, folks. So glad that you were here today. Keep an eye out on your email, and we'll send you links on how to connect for Sundays. And remember, stay safe, trust God, and prayer and precaution, not panic.